Walnut blight is a big problem for growers in California where there's rain during the spring. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Disease pressure can be reduced with protectant sprays. Traditionally, mancozeb with copper have been used, but walnut blight is showing resistance to both materials. Luke Milleron is an orchard system farm advisor for Butte, Clinn, and Tehama counties.
You're right, Patrick. Since the 1980s, we've known that we have varying levels of copper resistance. In some orchards, I've seen super high copper resistance, whereas there's probably other orchards out there that aren't copper resistant. It's a site-specific kind of deal. So in recent years, we've been able to pair with mancozeb. Using a material like mancozeb paired with copper has allowed us to have very good management of this disease. However, just as we developed resistance with copper, we're really concerned about developing resistance to mancozeb. And therefore, it's really exciting that in the last couple years we've been able to use this new material, kasugamycin. It's the product Kasumin, equal effective to our gold standard of copper and mancozeb. And therefore, we now have three materials, a different mode of action. And when you rotate those in two-part rotations together, you are finally doing some practicing of resistance management, which this industry desperately needs.
For the Ag Information Network of the West, this is Patrick Cavanaugh with a Tree Nut Report.